Hi guys. So I wanted to make a little short video on how to get yourself organized before you study. The best thing that I followed during paramedic and nursing school was always tackling things by disease process and including the treatment in there. Because chances are, if you're learning about a particular medication, it goes with a disease process. So I would take things like by disease process, or whatever it was, like the condition or the problem or whatever it is, and I would split it up like this: what it is, the signs and symptoms, the medication, the paramedic interventions, and like the goals, what you're supposed to touch on and what you're supposed to hit during your lab testing. If you are preparing for something like a trauma assessment versus a medical assessment, I would write down the trauma assessment by hand, and next to the things that you would check, like log rolling a patient, I would write what's the purpose of doing that, because understanding what the purpose is helps you understand everything a lot better. When I did medications, I would do the whole thing: medications, contraindications for the medication, the indications, adverse effects, side effects, and like, you know, any type of interactions. You don't have a lot of interactions in paramedic school, but they're like the famous one that it's like in every EMT class is Viagra and nitroglycerin. You can't give nitro to somebody who's had Viagra because it'll make their blood pressure go really low. So things like that, like those are good key ones to know. And they tend to repeat themselves during these like tests. You tend to see them over and over again. Even in nursing school, you tend to see the same medications a lot. So that's pretty much how you would split up to study for something like that. Something else that might be beneficial to tell you guys would be something like ACLS. Putting the medication with the rhythm is a lot smarter than just learning the medications and then learning the rhythms. Organize it like that. So for example, if you have SVT, right? Don't learn like vagal maneuvers about like some other part of the book and then like learn about SVT and then no, like set it up like this. SVT, what it is, it's supraventricular tachycardia. It's tachycardia above the ventricles. What's the medication administration for it? It's adenosine. What's the other option if adenosine doesn't work or if the patient is symptomatic? Synchronized cardioversion. What are the markers between the heart rates? What's the peak heart rate? Things like that. Like you have to write it like that in a systematic flow of what you're going to do. So that's how you learn. That's how you kill two birds with one stone. You learn the rhythm, but then you learn all the treatment that goes with the rhythm. And they don't do this in paramedic school. They teach you how to read rhythms first, and then they teach you the medications in like some other semester for it. I don't agree with that. I think that it should be you learn everything at once because it helps you keep them straight. Because honestly, when you're starting to read rhythms, you look at SVT and you look at VTAC, and you might not know the difference. Some people don't. And you look at this heart block and you look at this heart block and you're like, what am I looking at? Even now, as somebody who has experience, sometimes I get a heart block wrong and I'm like, oh crap, like I didn't see that. You know, we're all human and sometimes you get things wrong. So that is a good way to study for things. You put them in compartments. Like, this is your SVT compartment, this is your VTAC compartment, this is your VTAC without a pulse compartment, like that. And you go through the treatment options for each one. And that way, when you learn the rhythm, you learn everything that's attached to that at the same time, So now you kill two birds with one stone. If something comes up on your test that has to do with a medication, you don't remember, at least now you know. The person next to you might not know because they probably didn't study like you did. So that was my secret in paramedic school. I really compartmentalized everything into like little categories, and I was able to keep everything straight. I did the same thing in nursing school, and it worked out pretty well. And I did the same way of studying disease processes, like in concentrating on those pinpoints, because a lot of people just open up the chapter and start reading. No, do not do that. Do not open up the chapter and start reading. If I can tell you how much I read my nursing textbooks during nursing school, you would laugh. I never read them. I would look for the disease process. Oh, I needed to learn about multiple sclerosis. Well, let me find multiple sclerosis. I'm going to find what it is, the signs and symptoms, the treatment, the nursing interventions, the education, and the medications. Good. Done. Next subject. That is how you study for things. You study for the for them in like little compartments. So hopefully I can help you guys study for things like that in different compartments, so it's easier for you, so you can keep them straight. So when I go over something, that is how I'm going to go over it. I'm going to go over it in that kind of like bullet point way, so you kind of just get the things that you need out of it, and that's it. You don't need any extra fluff. Like the textbook is like 90% fluff. Everything else is like important things. So hopefully you guys like that. And I just wanted to kind of like make a video or like podcast about how I plan on like tackling different things, and that's how you should be studying on your own time when you don't listen to this. You should be organizing things into like key points based on those things instead of just reading the entire chapter. It's a complete waste of time. You want to do things efficiently and effectively. You want to work smarter, not harder. That is like my favorite saying, because you just don't want to make things hard for yourself. They're already hard enough. You want to just do this as efficiently and as effectively as possible. So thank you guys for listening, and good luck.